All right, the great, the one and only. Yeah. Willie, hey, it's good to see you.
That's
I haven't seen you in 9 months, 10 months. It's been a while.
It's been a busy time.
Yeah. You know,
different rehearsals,
last
different
I
shows.
Last I talked to you, you were moving here, and I went,
I'm still working on it.
I know.
I am. I'm still working on it. I love
you
it
will.
Here.
One
this,
day?
There's nothing like this island.
I know.
And it was crazy to get here this time because with Irma down in Miami and the Virgin Islands and the Caribbean.
Did you sit through all that? Did you go through
No,
that
no. I actually had other things. I was out of town, but I had to fly the family out at the last minute, and it was crazy getting them on a plane. And then it's the islands got trashed. I mean, I really feel badly.
They?
Yeah, it took us. I live in Coconut Grove, Florida, and soon to be Maui. I'm seriously working on it.
Did Coconut Grove get hit?
We got hit major. My house is okay. My house has been standing, knock on wood, since 1983. It was built, you know, very solid. It's been through all the major hurricanes that have been through there. But I've been through. I've been through one or two, and I said, that's it. I'll never do it again because it's scary. It's really, really frightening. And then once you're in it, there's nothing you can do. You can't leave.
Yeah.
You know, you're captive by it. But the rest of the islands, you know, it took us just up until recent to have all the debris, most of the debris, picked up and collected. And there's still, it's hard to get people to come and service you with what, landscaping or rebuilding or roof? Oh, it's, yeah.
So construction now, people and everything
so
are
now,
just all busy.
Now imagine, that's Miami. What's it like in St. Thomas?
I can't imagine.
It's devastation.
No one talks about what happened to Cuba either. I mean, that's off the radar.
Puerto Rico,
I can't even imagine.
Just
right?
got slammed, you know. It's hard to imagine. I did a show for a corporate show a couple of years ago in Puerto Rico at the Bahia Beach Resort. And it was, you know, right now they just got slammed. So part of the difficulty in getting here this time was finding flights.
Seriously.
And once you find the flight, you can't change it. And if you miss your flight, you're done.
We don't appreciate that here. We're in a little bubble.
Everybody's
We're in
coming
bubble
here.
Land. We're it in was, a bubble land. We have no idea that the rest of the world just wants to get here. They can't even find a flight. I mean, that's news to me, and I travel.
This is the destination, the Hawaiian Islands, for everybody that loves to go to the islands during the holidays, and they're here now. So, I mean, I have friends from Miami visiting here and who came out to the show, and it's, this is the eastern contingency is now all throughout the Hawaiian Islands.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that it's nice because a few weeks ago we had some nasty flooding going on. No complaints, nothing like Irma, you know, but it was rather not so nice for people who came to get the nice weather. So we got beautiful weather. I was just talking to Willie a little bit about the amazing magical show that happened that Shep put on the other night.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I mean, and some of the people that came out that haven't been here before. I mean, we're so lucky to have people like, you know, like you say, Dave Mason now moving here. God bless him.
Hey.
Guy's brilliant. Not only is he a brilliant musician, he's a brilliant writer. I don't know how to, I'd have to.
Let's call him. Can we call him?
I don't know how while I'm on the line. I could try.
Yeah.
I don't know quite how to do that.
I mean,
I'd have to go ask Gary. You could ask Gary if he could call.
He's got
out there.
He's got such fabulous stories.
Because
you know,
while I'm doing this, I'd have to push that and then push the other button. I'm not quite sure.
His history, you know, musical history.
I'd love to talk to him.
Just sensational.
Traffic.
Yeah, Traffic. Well, he's working on he's brought a lot of that back to life, and I don't want to tell his story.
You shouldn't have took more than you gave, right? And some of the great songs that he's written, World Turning. You know, and it's just like he's written amazing.
You know, he played on All Along the Watchtower with Hendrix.
Yes, he did. Did he? Yeah. And he did that later over again. I mean, I think Dave Mason's a brilliant, brilliant. I could say over the years in radio, I've played every single one of his albums.
Should I give this to?
Yeah, somebody? Go tell Gary, our engineer Gary out there, and he'll come in.
Okay.
And he'll be able to do that.
Yeah, Dave's got such great stories.
Yeah,
I
absolutely would. Okay. And I'm excited to see that Alice Cooper, who's been coming in and recording his shows here, because he's on our sister station, The Buzz. Alice at night on The Buzz. So he's been in town, and he's been coming into the studio and recording here in between golf, I guess. It's been good golfing weather. And I have to say, Michael McDonald, one of the most amazing musician singers. His voice is so, so pure and perfect. will be there on Saturday. And my good friend Pat Simmons, who I just adore from the Doobies, will be there. Ray Benson from Asleep at the Wheel and Alto Reed will also be right there. Now, did you know yet what you're going to be doing? Do you have an idea of what you're going to be playing?
The blues.
Okay, that's it. You just go.
You know, one never knows, man. That's
the thing. Is there rehearsing ahead of time on these things?
Not really. You know, you go up and you take your chops with you up there and you just feel it. And it's probably one of the coolest things you can do is just walk up unrehearsed.
Not knowing a thing. Just showing up.
And they point at you and say, okay, take
play.
It. It's your, and you're keying off all of that excitement, adrenaline, and musicality. You know, you're starting to hear things. I play things that I've never played before when I do this because of who's on stage at the time. And mm-hmm. so that kind of works into an emotional drive and sensory perception of performance of the notes.
Now that's what makes live music so great. When that's when magic kicks in. Magic kicks in when all of a sudden you have nothing on a piece of paper, you have no rehearsals, but all you do is completely just show up and say, yes, I'm going to play. And then it just happens, right?
Yeah, it's really a very cool thing. And then, I don't know, you feel an energy surround everyone else at the same time.
Is that the wrong number?
Voicemail.
What was a voicemail?
Voicemail,
oh, okay. All right, you can text him.
I'll text him.
Okay.
Tell him
to call 242-7800.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay.
Hold on.
That'd be nice to talk to him.
Yeah, I mean,
How did he find? I wonder how he discovered Maui and how he started coming out here.
His lady, many years, Winifred, lived here.
Okay.
And so she had been really encouraging him for a long time to come this way. Let me see. I'm going to call him and see what he's doing. I told him I was going to come in here today and bug him a little bit. So. Let's see.
Well, that's what we can do too when nothing's scripted or not. I've never done a scripted radio show in all my years, and anything can happen. Sometimes everything does.
Let's see.
Hello?
David.
Oh, we got him.
Alto.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a number. I want to give you a number to call in for Cindy's show. We just tried calling you and it went to voicemail. So, Cindy, what's the number?
He doesn't have anything to write down the number.
Okay.
Okay.
We want to hear your stories.
Yeah, we want to hear the stories of how it landed up to here.
The musical encyclopedia would never be complete without an entire book, not just a chapter. They got one book in the encyclopedia devoted to Dave Mason.
Absolutely true.
That is a fact. Sounds like he's getting close.
Okay.
So, what do you want to do?
Call 242. 7800
242-7800. Okay. Repeat it so we got it right.
808-242-7800.
You got it.
There you go. Stand by for amazing tales.
I like this kind of
thing. From beyond.
So you just show up with your couple saxes?
This time I just brought my tenor.
Just your tenor sax? Okay.
And it's, in fact, there's a sax player on island. Rock Hendricks, who's a great friend of mine. I stayed with him for the first part of it. We came in on Christmas Eve, and it's become a tradition to be there and celebrate the holidays with Rock and with Shelly, his wife Shelly, and
they're beautiful.
It's up country, so it's on a farm. There're cows and ducks and wild turkeys and living in a big area with all the foliage and growth and things. And it's cooler up there too. So if it's really hot, it's a nice place and a great place for me to rehearse. He's got a studio, and some news on him. I've told you before that he's like the number one smooth jazz sax player in the world with Paul Hardcastle. And I think it's the 14th or 15th album that is number 8 on Billboard with him on it. And Paul Hardcastle, and he started collaborating 5 or 6 years ago, and every album since then has been number 1 with Rock Hendricks on it. And he plays right here on the island.
They chose to live here. Aloha, Dave Mason. This is Cindy Palos. It's so good to talk to you. How are you?
Hi, Cindy.
Wow, rumors that Alto just said you might be moving here, huh?
He is here.
I have a place here, yes, on Maui.
That is wonderful. We're so excited. I've been a fan. I've been in radio all my life, some 40 years. And every single radio station I've worked at, we've always played every single one of your albums.
Well, thank you.
I worked at K-Rock in L.A. in the early days when we could play anything we wanted.
I get it.
So did all your music there and then in Northern California. And you know, what an interesting transition of what you were doing was free format, totally free format music that was conceptual and kind of in its own way jazzy. There was jazz and a little of everything mixed in with it, wasn't it?
Well, there was. Certainly with Traffic, there was. And there were elements of it in my stuff. More of a blues sort of touch, really, for me, because of guitar.
Mm-hmm. And you're a very good lyricist as well, because I mean, a lot of your songs were word-driven songs, right?
Yeah. Yes.
In fact, I think you're on. I was just nominated for a Hollywood Music and Media Award, and I think you were on the board of directors there. But you do a lot to support music as well now.
Well, I'm supportive of it in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I'm asked me to be on the board of Little Kids Rock a number of years back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you know, I'm supportive of it definitely. I mean, I was part of what we did in school when I grew up. So, and it's really not part of a curriculum anymore. But yeah, I'm very supportive of it. But I also have a charity called Rock Our Vets, which is, supports pretty much all vets. And actually most uniform firemen.
I didn't know that. Called Rock Our Vets?
Yeah.
Okay, Rock Our Vets. That's a good one to know about. So do you do fundraisers for Rock Our Vets?
I do when I'm on the East Coast, because that's my friend for many years, and I put it together, and he pretty much runs it. And we it's when I'm mostly on the East Coast, because that's where he's based. So, yes, we do what we can there to help with anything, really.
Well, that's good.
not just about getting money. It's about things, you know.
Well,
they need things. Old computers, cars, fans, whatever, clothes.
I didn't know that. Well, that's good to know, because, believe me, sometimes we have these old computers and don't know what to do with them. And,
exactly.
Well, that could be very helpful to know. Can people go to the website and find out about Rock Our Vets?
Yeah, it should be. If you go to my website, if you go to DaveMasonMusic.com, there's a link.
Okay, Dave Mason Music. Okay, so tell us, we were all talking about the big show this last week, the Sunday night show. And were you there Sunday?
Yes.
I wasn't. I wasn't there yet. Yeah, I wasn't there.
He was more than there.
Oh,
he led the parade.
He's, yeah.
Yes. This is Mr. Humility, Mr. Humble.
All right. But I got up, sang a couple of songs, and did it last year, which is when I came over was the first time I'd done the benefit for Shep,
mm-hmm.
and became the most expensive New Year's I've ever had.
You bought a house.
I came to Maui to play a benefit, and I bought a house.
I love it.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's probably one of the better moves that I've made.
Well, Maui has a way of doing that. Alto's still threatening to move here too. So
It's. I mean, I was here years ago, back in the 70s.
Well, I grew up in Hollywood, and I was born in Hollywood and grew up in Hollywood, and right above the Sunset Strip, as a matter of fact, and
God.
Yes, actually worked also at that glass elevator building there, K West, for years on Sunset Boulevard. And did all that, you know, and then music changed, you know. Then all of a sudden, all this money was being made by these record companies. I don't know if you felt it when they started to try to take control more and more and tell you what to do.
Well, it was pretty much always been that way. It's just that, you know, some of us were writing and doing what we wanted to do, and that's what was working. But sure, you know, it's I mean, now it's, I mean, the problem now is for an artist like myself or anybody, is it making new music has sort of become an exercise in futility at this point. So
tell me about it. I mean, the idea of concepts, the idea, I mean, everything was a conceptual album, had a story, had a theme, and now it's just gone to MP3 downloads, and they're almost like they're killing the concept of an album, a CD with a concept, and all of a sudden it's like there's so hard for any musician to try to make any money anymore the way it is
live.
These days.
Live is the only way.
It's the only way.
Come back. But I've always been doing that since I was 16, so it's really not, you know, it's not
Dave, you've been on the road a lot over this last year. And
I've been on the road for the last 50 years.
Wow. Where were you born?
In Worcester, England.
Oh, well, you don't have any accent left at all, do you?
I don't know. I really hadn't thought about it.
No, it's interesting, yeah. No, I thought, well, because obviously I know Steve Winwood was English and the rest of the guys there, but I didn't know that you were,
I came here when I moved to America when I was 23. Was made Alone Together.
Was that Virgin Records?
It was Blue Thumb.
Oh, Blue Thumb. It was a jazz label as well. Yeah.
Multicolored record.
Yeah.
So that, and anyway, I'll be, I should mention that I will be playing the Mac on February the 10th.
Right. So I'm looking forward to it.
Great show.
You know, Dave will be playing your concert.
Yay.
Looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And then I leave and go back to the States and go on the road for about 6 weeks. Then I go back to where my main house is, which is in Carson City, Nevada.
Oh, Nevada, where it's going to be, yeah. Right now it's pretty cold.
He moved close to the Mint, you know, the U.S. where the Mint started in Carson City.
Yeah, well,
Right now, 30 minutes from Lake Tahoe. It's beautiful there.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people from Maui that have actually moved to Nevada because at Las Vegas and outside, because it's a lot cheaper than Maui. If you noticed, because you went broke buying a house here last year.
Yeah, it's expensive here, definitely.
So are you writing any new music?
Not really. I mean, I have some, but it's really only available on my website or at concerts, because there's no really other way to like I said, it's just sort of a exercise in futility a lot now. So there's no way to promote it, really.
Yeah.
Like we used to be on radio.
Yeah.
So it's just, I do it because I, you know, I like to sit in the studio at home sometimes and just come up with stuff, but it's mostly available, just like I said, at the website, DaveMasonMusic.com, and just the concerts. That's basically all I do.
Well, I have a station that plays that kind of stuff in Sedona, and I'll play it. If you get me a CD or get me a download or whatever, I'll play it. I'll guarantee you play it.
I hopefully I can come on your show sometime before
yes,
the
you'll get you on
the Mac, and I'll bring you a copy of it.
I would love that. So when you get the blues, I mean, talk about a great blues guy. Steve Winwood was one of the ones that blew people's minds in the early days. Like Steve Winwood, and how he played, right? Wasn't he an amazing blues guy, right?
Yes.
So when you get to play the blues with this kind of wild bunch of people. I guess this Saturday, I've been told, Michael McDonald, of course, we just love Michael here. Alice, we all love Alice. All the girls love Alice. And Pat Simmons and Ray Benson and, of course, Alto here. You get a group of musicians like that, we're just talking to Alto, what happens when you get up on stage and you don't know what you're going to play. You just kind of let it go and just it just happens, right?
I'll probably do something that's pretty familiar with that, having to jump, you know, go rehearse it. It's probably, I talked to about doing some of these songs, but I thought maybe just Watchtower.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably feeling all right, because it's very hard to screw that song up.
Feeling all
right.
It's
got two chords, so.
It's a good group song.
It'd be very hard to mess that up.
That's a great group song. That is, absolutely. I still think of Joe Cocker, and my gosh, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Doing
well,
that.
I
know.
I owe him a great debt of gratitude.
I didn't. He's the one that made it huge, right? I mean, you know, I saw him play that one live.
I wrote it, and then I did it with Traffic in the second album.
Mm-hmm.
But his versions—I mean, his versions spawned about 50 other major cover versions by a lot of different groups.
Is Jim Capaldi still out there doing his thing? Is playing? Or is he?
Jim? Who? Jim Capaldi?
Yeah.
Jim Capaldi passed away about five years ago.
Oh, I hadn't heard. Yeah, because that guy was also very talented, very good player.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Wrote all the lyrics to a lot of those Traffic songs.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're here and you hear what's going on with the blues, does it kind of blow your mind to think that here we are on these islands, do you remember the first time you ever heard Willie play? By any chance, Dave? The first time you heard?
Oh my God! It was long. It was back in the 70s.
Oh, was it really?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I saw him when I had hair, and he was a lot younger, and he had a big afro.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Was it here on Maui? Were you coming to visit? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've known him for years.
Yeah, yeah. I played here back in the 70s. Tennis Club used to be a venue.
I remember. There's some great musicians that played there. I saw Bob Dylan out there, I think.
Yeah, it was a great venue.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been coming here over the years, so, but now I have a footprint here.
Well, good. Well, we're expecting a lot of magic. I tell you, you know, the people...
I'm looking forward to the show at the Blues Show. Yeah, this is going to be great with Willie. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, what an honor. Thank you for calling, Dave. Thank you, Alto, for having Dave call. I mean... a real nice surprise. I can say I played your music for years and years and years and been a big, big fan. And to be able to talk to you was a nice treat. What a great way to start the year. And thank you for all the great songs you've written, all the great music you've done, and everything you've given the world.
Well, that's my job.
Yeah, it's a hard job, but it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it, right?
Everybody thinks it's all really easy until they... Like, you know what, you should just come on the road for about a month, and then you can tell me whether this is...
See, I think Bob Seger wrote a song about that. Let's see.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling, dear.
I'll bring some new music.
I'd love it. Thank you.
We'll
bye-bye.
See you later, David.
What a nice treat. Wow.
So there you have it. You know, and as far as you, I know you weren't feeling well, and everybody, Willie Kay, the whole entourage... very concerned, so I'm so happy that you're feeling better.
Well,
you got
know
your
what?
Voice back.
The prayers and those prayers and good thoughts really do work.
Yeah,
honest to gosh,
everybody was really very.
I was
very
so
concerned.
Down. I mean, I don't get sick often, but I was so sick. I just wanted to leave. I just was in so much pain, and I was so bad that I was like, I don't want to stay here. And I don't get like that often, but that's how sick I was. But now I feel better, today's the best I felt.
Well, that's Dave's Feeling All Right song, and it really applies to you today, and I'm so happy to see that.
So you're doing, you're going to be producing a CD that's not yours?
I'm working on a number of projects, and what I've really gotten caught up in doing are the corporate shows back home. In fact, I had Willie Kay was one of my star guests for the Target Corporation in the Sonoma NASCAR race weekend in Yountville. And it's just a stellar thing that Target puts together and to give me the opportunity to bring in all these artists. So I had Willie Kay was my transitional point of knowing that not a lot of people were familiar with him, but he would absolutely blow them away. And if we didn't have their attention grabbed by then, it was full on from that point. But he returned the favor. I've performed with him now a few times, and I just love doing it. And he was gracious enough to come to Yountville, Napa, Sonoma area.
It must have blown people's minds there. I would have loved to have seen their faces. I would have loved to have seen their faces seeing Willie Kay play there.
I mean, he does it on ukulele. I can't imagine anybody playing it with any more genius than he does. I always say this, it's probably a bad comparison, but I say he could do Eddie Van Halen on ukulele, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And switch from that to opera.
Yeah.
In full Italian. And you sit
it's
there.
True.
And everybody's like, there's silence in the audience because people are, you look at them, go, okay, everybody, you can close your mouths now.
Yeah,
you
know, it's true.
The jaws are dropped out. And he wowed everybody for sure. And that was a big part of the show. And it was really my humble pleasure to have him there.
Well, you know, having been with Bob Seger and played for so long, you understand the power of putting together a good band and good musicians, you know, and you have had that ability to be professional no matter what, anywhere, anytime. You've been on the road for most of your life. Right?
Well, in a way, you know, it's really it's what Shep does with this the galas. He assembles this all-star show. An all-star band is basically Alice Cooper's band. Great musicians. I mean, just phenomenal. You know, it's just like that's a band you walk up and step on stage. Maybe you run down a little bit of the arrangement and then turn them loose, and it's phenomenal. So Shep is really the master of trying to see what will work and assembling the show together.
That's what a producer does.
And, yep. And he's just got that gift amongst all other gifts.
Yep.
You know, so he assembled the show, and that's a big part of what makes it work so well is not just the talent, but how you structure the show. And he knows.
That's the magic. And there's going to be a lot of magic happening. We only have like a minute left, but what a magical hour this has been.
It continues on with Willie Kay, and then later in February with Dave Mason. Where does it stop? It doesn't stop on Maui.
There's a lot of magic that happens here, and it's just so great. I didn't know if I'd have a chance to see you, but you're always so wonderful. Came down within just a few hours' notice and stopped what you're doing and came by. And
set
us up
here
with Dave Mason. And
I feel like you should set up a cot in the back room here because I feel like this could be my home.
Your second home.
Right here.
We got a couch in the other room.
Perfect.
You can always stay here. You know, we'll give you a shift. You got a shift open we could give you. You can tell stories all day long.
Well, there's so much talent here. I mean, Lily Miola and Nancy Miola has been Shep's right-hand person forever. And I performed with her.
Yes.
And that started the show off.
Uh-huh.
And she did a Nina Simone song that just, was just gorgeous. Her voice
she's amazing.
Effortless.
She's amazing.
You know,
yeah.
With great control and a beautiful person. So it's...
Well, I want to thank everyone and wish everyone the happiest of New Year's. We need it. And if you want to feel it, come out Saturday. Call 242-SHOW and don't miss the Willie Kay Blues Fest.
Ooh,
thank
yeah,
you
baby.
So much, Alto. Good seeing you.
My
Happy
pleasure.
New Year.
Happy New Year.